The lack of large events for Central New York's congressional candidates to meet potential voters face-to-face means they're having to rely more heavily on other means to make their case. Of course, there are virtual gatherings and small press events. But WAER's political reporter Scott Willis says chances are the campaigns will rely on, you guessed it, more political advertising.
If you live anywhere in or near the eight counties in the 22nd Congressional District, you've probably already seen the TV or internet ads.
You might remember our dad.
Anthony Brindisi.
In Congress, he's working with Democrats.
And Republicans.
Getting things done.
Dad passed two laws to help care for veterans.
When Claudia was our congresswoman, I worked hand in hand with her. She's definitely a true public servant. She is out there for the people, and she cares about public safety. We need to get her back in.
One-term incumbent, Democrat Anthony Brindisi, is trying to fend off a challenge by Republican Claudia Tenney, who's trying to reclaim the seat. In the 24th District, Democrat Dana Balter is once again trying to unseat Republican John Katko. SUNY Cortland political science professor Robert Spitzer says the campaigns are operating under the same handicap of not being able to hold or attend large gatherings to rally voter support. So what does that mean for these hotly contested races?
Both have lots and lots of money to spend, a lot of outside money as well as their own fundraising. So both candidates in both races are spending millions of dollars on media advertising, on television, on radio, on the internet.
Spitzer says the impact of face-to-face gatherings can't be underestimated. Voters are usually more motivated to turn out at the polls for a candidate if they've had a personal interaction.
I remember here in Cortland 2 years ago when Anthony Brindisi and Claudia Tenney, who was then the incumbent, both showed up at cultural events in Cortland and pressed the flesh, shook hands, talked to people. And there's no substitute for that.
But with the amount of money being spent by the campaigns, Spitzer says the narrative will largely be driven by advertising, much of it negative.
Behind closed doors, Brindisi's taken $360,000 from groups backed by Spectrum Cable's corporate PAC. $60,000 for every time they've raised rates under his watch.
No wonder Spectrum wants Claudia Tenney back and bankrolled her campaign. Claudia Tenney gave Spectrum a $9 billion tax break while they were raising rates.
Given the prevalence of negative ads, the response of voters is fairly predictable, which is that voters say they're disgusted by negative ads. But the reason we see so many of them is because they do have an effect.
Professor Spitzer says the campaigns can also hold media events, which provide free exposure, and, unlike ads, can add to a candidate's credibility. For example, Claudia Tenney has called press conferences with various law enforcement agencies to further position herself as a law and order candidate. Her campaign ads drive home that point while also trying to paint Anthony Brindisi as soft on crime.
He pandered to the cop haters, pushing to defund the police, defunding us, jeopardizing you.
In this way, Tenney appears to be aligning herself with President Trump, who's also made law and order a cornerstone of his presidency and campaign. For his part, Brindisi has the advantage as the incumbent of pointing to his accomplishments, which he's highlighted in one of his ads.
We tried for years to get the military to stop buying their flatware from China. We hadn't been able to get this done until Anthony Brindisi got it passed and signed by President Trump.
That's a concrete accomplishment that he's talked about a lot that occurred at the national level but has very specific local consequences for employment and the economy. So that's a good example of kind of a bridge issue that has the potential to resonate with voters.
Professor Spitzer says that's important because national issues and the referendum on President Trump are dominating congressional races to a much greater degree than in past presidential elections. Meanwhile, he says voters can seek more unvarnished information on candidates from voting guides provided by the League of Women Voters and other good government groups, even as the ads increase in frequency and intensity in the weeks leading up to the election. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.